Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, hour number three, it's a Browns win. We did Super Bowl, Super Browns. If you missed the beginning of the show, Odyssey app is there for you. People had great experiences with the Odyssey app all weekend long. So we look forward to getting all your...
Yeah, I heard about how great it was.
All your reaction, your contributions. We forward them on. We appreciate it.
I did listen to the whole game on the Odyssey app yesterday.
It was amazing. Nice. I mean, you heard...
I was within 100 miles, so I could do that.
That was huge. That was step number one. You had to be within 100 miles. But we do air the games now for free right on our Odyssey app, as well as the pregame, the postgame show. It's all there for you in its glory, in its splendor. And yesterday was terrific. You're 1-0. Do you feel like you stole that game? Now that Ken's out of the room for 2 seconds, do you feel like that game was gifted to you? Because I can tell you, we've avoided talking about it for 2 hours. We have not talked about the back-to-back calls late in the game that got the Browns.
Well, the roughing the passer.
The roughing the passer. And then there was a pool reporter brought in to talk to the official after the game. And those are always nonsensical. You're never going to get the answer. And Carolina fans think they were jobbed. I mean, they don't like that rule anyway.
Oh, on the step back intentional grounding type of thing?
Yes. Yeah. It's okay to say, hey, Browns might have, now that Ken's out of the room, it's okay to say, yeah, sucks to be you for the other team once in a while. I thought the Browns got gifted some opportunities at the end of the game.
Yesterday.
You know what? They took advantage. Nothing wrong with it. Real quick, before we go to the phones. We also had some calls for the ages yesterday. Nobody was paying attention here because that Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game was unbelievable. It was probably the game of the day. And Pittsburgh was a big-time dog. Joe Burrow threw 4 interceptions. But Evan McPherson had a chance to win the game. Here's Ian Eagle with the call on CBS.
From 55 yards away, Boswell.
Unbelievable call. You
what
get the
call.
Doink.
It's like a bomb going off.
I love the way they mic up. I don't even know if that's real sound.
That has to be mic'd up.
It's incredible.
From 55 yards away, Boswell. No good! What is happening here?
Listen to that doink.
Do we have a Richter scale readout?
Oh, but the NFL and Fox don't have any audio of Mason Rudolph. Okay. All right. We have a doink off a field goal post that sounds like a nuclear bomb went off in Cincinnati, Ohio. We don't got what Mason Rudolph said. No. We didn't mic up the quarterback. How much you guys spent on your contracts? We spent about $1 billion on our TV contracts. Oh, you didn't mic up? No, we're trying to cut costs here. Oh, okay. All right. Just making sure. So you welcome him back to Baker fans?
Come on. It's game one. We can do that. You can still win your arguments. That's all that was.
I got people saying I'll see him in hell.
That's all. Come on. But those fans saying that, how much have they gotten wrong over the years? Come on. We've all gotten it wrong.
Up to this, they were insufferable. They were insufferable. Because everybody and their brother had the Browns losing that game. I didn't. Did you?
By kickoff, I had them winning on a game-winning field goal.
As the week went on last week, they're winning this game. The Browns are winning the game. I thought it was going to be 27-13. It ended up being 26-24 in a last-second field goal.
Yeah,
but
the line moved back. It tightened up from where it was. So the sharp money, and then public money came rushing in, too, for the Browns late, and then it just comes down to a field goal.
Interesting. Let's go to the phones. Rodney in Cleveland, are you willing to welcome the Baker fans back?
Yeah, they can come back, but they got to be quiet. Okay. Okay. Just the points I want to make out for the Browns, what I see so far.
What's that?
For us to take that next step, maybe be the real contender, we got to do something about this special teams, man. We do not have a punt returner, man. Can we just trade Felton and Schwartz together and get a good punt return guy?
Schwartz made a catch.
Yeah,
he made a catch.
But he dropped one. He dropped one, too, though.
Well, he still made a catch.
That's going to be part of the experience.
That third down catch, that was a big third down catch for 19 yards.
How about they used two of their end-arounds on him already?
Yeah, we got to do something about our punt returns, man, because I'll be scared. That's like we don't know if they're going to catch it or fumble it back there. Also, was Kevin Stefanski trying to get fired yesterday when he was about to go for the fourth and three when he was about to turn them 3 points down to Carolina, call the timeout, said, and he thought about it?
No, but that, listen, Rodney, the thought is there are people, and we don't know. I don't know if he was asked about it afterwards, Double A, see if he can track it down. There are many out there that thought that was strategic
to force
Matt Rule to have to call timeout. Although
Matt,
I don't, Matt Rule had his defense out there. I don't know why he had to call timeout.
Well, because if
go ahead, Ken.
Well, where was the ball at? Where was the ball at? Located?
I think it was like what the 26, 20, the 3 points before the halftime that we could have got, but he was about to go for it and was fourth and three or something like that. Then Carolina
at the eight.
It was at the Carolina eight. See, I think they would have just. I think they were willing to take another. I think they were willing to take a delay game. I swear to you.
Or he heard me from my living room because I said he's about to get fired if they don't get this. First down to 3 points. So that's about it. But that special teams on punt return, man, we got to do something about that, man.
All right, yeah. Rodney. I mean, I agree, and I thank you very much for the call, Demetric Felton, and that fumble. Nearly had a heart attack while I was driving. I was listening to that. I go, oh, my goodness gracious. Let me get to Jonathan in North Carolina. You're next up on the fan. Hello. Jonathan. Jonathan is gone. Let me get to Justin in Cincinnati. Justin, are you welcoming the Baker Mayfield fans back?
Yeah, I'll take them back. I'm not going to lie to you guys. In the first half, I caught myself actually genuinely starting to feel sorry for Baker.
Really?
It got that bad, huh?
He looked so awful that I genuinely felt bad for the guy getting booed in Cleveland, booed on the field. I was honestly starting to be like, man, just complete a 5 yard out. It's fine.
He looked very rattled, especially as the second half started and things just started to unravel. I was, for his sake, I guess I'm glad he got it back because he did look better in the fourth quarter, so he can build upon that, I think. But boy, it got really rough there for a second. Go ahead.
I feel like he's still like inner conflicted about who he wants to be. Like this new persona of so calm. How many times did he was? And that's not him. So I feel like he doesn't even know who he wants to be yet.
I thought
the problem.
Yeah, Justin, I agree with you, and thank you very much for the call. You broke up there a little bit. My thought was I did not see him coming. I thought he was going to be very brash. I thought he was going to be him, you know, the things that people loved about him. And he just wasn't. He wasn't that way. I really thought he would, and it was just a totally different type of thing. Which, I mean, when the T-shirt came out, and I go, boy, that's as Baker Mayfield as it gets. And I go, boy, this guy wins it. He's going to really lay it on you here. And he just looked different. He just looked unsure of things. I think the snaps threw him off, made him nervous. I mean, those snaps were bad snaps.
Well,
one he wasn't even paying attention to. So that was either the center's fault for snapping it when he wasn't looking, or it was his fault he wasn't paying attention to where
the count
was.
What derailed those drives, because it put them in third and long.
Yes.
The first four. Guys, the Browns' field position, you may the rest of the season, you may not have that field position edge like you did yesterday. And that's what upset me, is that somehow that was a one-possession game in the fourth quarter, and then you were losing all of a sudden, despite that edge, despite what Nick Chubb was doing, despite the time that Jacoby Brissett had to throw, despite Donovan Peoples-Jones catching everything that was around him, those fluttering balls down to the turf, he was catching them, despite the Myles Garrett unbelievable demolition of that poor young left tackle in his first game. that you were losing in that game. That's why I asked you earlier, are we just playing the outcomes
here? Well, I think we are. I think in a lot of ways we are. Again, because he is supposed to be the better quarterback there. Jacoby Brissett, I know what I'm getting. You asked me who had the better game. And I still say that Jacoby Brissett had the better game.
So why did we not blow him out
then? Maximize what he had.
If our quarterback was better, how did we not blow them out?
Frankly, because their quarterback was better. He woke up at the right time, and they had, and I keep going back to this. I know it was 1st and 10. But Christian McCaffrey, at the end of the third quarter, picks up that fumbled snap. That
33 yards.
That goes to 2nd and 14. Baker's not playing very well. They just fall on that ball, and that's it. It's 2nd and 14. Baker's not playing very well. They go down, and they score at the end of that. What changes if he just falls on that ball? I mean, there's little things there. Brown's defense is cooking at this moment here. And Christian McCaffrey picks it up. He went 33, is what you said on that carry.
Yeah.
Just picked it up, ran with it, a broken play, went 33 yards. And it saved a chance to play in that game. You're down by three scores at that. You're down by two scores at that point, I beg your pardon. The Browns get that ball back, and they go up 23-7. It's a three-score game. You got to get. It's a three-possession game. You got to get the ball three times to make up that difference.
Does it show you with Jacoby, though?
That's huge.
Does it show you where the margin for error is with Jacoby? Because, like we both said,
I guess you could get two touchdowns and two-point conversions. But
if you had a real starting quarterback, an elite starting quarterback, you're blowing them out. It's not even close.
Oh,
It shows you how hard it's going to be.
I
don't know. What do you think Carolina, even the NFC looks bad, but what do you think Carolina's going to win this year? I mean, does that look like a 5-win team? Maybe. We'll see how McCaffrey does. We'll see how healthy he is.
It was a significant layoff. Like, say you had Watson week one. If you had Watson in this game, do they blow him out?
I think they do. I think they do too,
but I know there'd be a lot of people going, he didn't look very good against Jacksonville, and it was his first big game in 2 years. So there is something to be said of rust. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of people expecting him to blow the doors off the Houston Texans coming up December 4th, except the most adamant Deshaun Watson fans. That's it. I think a lot of people are like, okay, knock the rust off you. That's not a great football team. Win the game, and we'll see where we go from there. I think that's the way a lot of people are thinking about it. 216-578-0092. Coming up next, some more of you fine folks. What?
Just go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Reaction Monday, driven by Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Willoughby. Is that what you wanted me to do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were telling me a different time to break. I'm sorry. Coming up next, the dangerous one, Darryl Ryder. We're just exposing our business for everybody live on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
There are now three episodes of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland per week at 92.3thefan.com and the Odyssey app. Get the special post-game podcast from our beat reporter Darryl Ryder and Andy Baskin after every game. And listen to new episodes Tuesdays and Thursday mornings. Subscribe now to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland at 92.3thefan.com and the Odyssey app, brought to you locally by Smiley One and Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. Bryant Smiley One, the right choice for your comfort. Browns win yesterday 26-24. My voice is on its last legs. With that, we welcome in Darryl Ryder. Hello, Darryl.
You and Chris Collinsworth.
What was so bad with Chris Collinsworth yesterday?
Probably having to do two games in a few days and do all the meetings that come with that. Mm. He had no voice last night.
Interesting.
It's like you couldn't pluck Herb Street. I mean, that guy will work seven straight days. He doesn't care.
Darryl, brought to you by Chavin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Darryl.
I give you a lot of credit, Ken. You're hanging in there just like Chris.
Well, I wasn't doing a whole lot of work like Chris was. I was just screaming at the top of my lungs.
Brave, really. Heroic.
Cade York hit his 58-yard field goal. There are people giving Cade York, they're trying to think of Cade York nicknames right now. Is that the proper move to do after week one?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, because we're going to ask people on our show at some point here, whether it be today or tomorrow or whenever. It's going to happen.
While he keeps this up, Cleveland will become Yorktown, so.
You didn't need a silent game in.
Daryl Ryder joining us here, brought to you by Shive
and Jewelers. Daryl, don't take that. Come on. That was a noble effort.
I thought it was a good Revolutionary War reference.
What'd you think of Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah.
You silent gaming me? Is that what you're doing?
Yes. How's that feel, Ken?
Not good, Daryl.
Turnabout fair play.
Not good.
So that's also how I felt about his performance. How about that?
What was so wrong about Jacoby Brissett? What was so right about Jacoby Brissett, really? What's going on there?
They won.
That's
about it.
Do you think, did he struggle, or is that what we get with Jacoby?
I think that's what you're getting.
Yeah.
That's what you're getting.
I kind of thought so.
Hey, you know what?
We got 10 more games of that.
You won. That's a bonus. Every win is a bonus with him as quarterback.
No one's complaining here. Nobody's complaining. I don't think he did anything stupid. It's just
that's what he is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. And look, he did exactly I think what the Browns sort of expected. Sure, they would have liked him to complete a few more passes or whatever. But to your point, Ken, he didn't lose in the game. He did just enough to help them win the game. And that's what you can expect over the next 10 weeks. He's not going to make explosive plays. He's not going to light defenses up, and he's not going to pick secondaries apart. But what he will do is manage the offense, take care of the football, make good decisions, and not make critical mistakes that cost you football games. So in that respect, he did his job yesterday.
Well, Daryl, I want to give him credit. He did stand tall, make some big third down throws. Donovan Peoples-Jones seemed to be a safety valve for him on a few of those. He had the nice sneak on fourth down. That was good recognition. He saw that he had the gap and went right to it. With all that said, though, with the running game as dominant as they were, and with the offensive line giving him all day to throw, with Myles Garrett as dominating as he was in that defensive line, Denzel Ward, you didn't hear his name the entire game because he was so locked down. With all of those things being said, the reason that's a close game, isn't it because you can't pull away when Jacoby Brissett is your quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, they should have been up by like 3-4 touchdowns in the first quarter. They really should have.
That field position they had, that's the best they may have all year.
Right. Well, the Jets are coming to town.
That's true.
They might get another opportunity on Sunday. Let's be real about it.
Well, I don't want to glean too much from what happened week one. I don't want to go crazy yet.
But I think the Jets are still the Jets. And I'm feeling pretty good about a 2-0 start for the first time since 1993. So,
there's a stat.
Even with Jacoby Brissett as the starting quarterback. I'm just glad. How many phone calls have you gotten about the quarterback situation this morning?
I think a lot of people have just tried to be. I think a lot of people. It's almost like you remember the part where they go visit Ray Liotta and Goodfellas,
yep.
And they're telling Ray Liotta to go back to his wife, and he's like, "Hey, we know what this is,
right?
It's what it is." Like that's what I think a lot of Browns fans are doing.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
We're like, yeah, this is we got to deal with this, and that's the way it goes. I think that's what a lot of people are doing. Because I didn't think he just went out there. I don't think he went out there and just played dreadfully bad. It's like, this guy sucks.
Not.
It wasn't like that. It's just, hey, this is what it is. This is what you got, and what you got is not top end. But it wasn't like he did anything stupid and spectacularly stupidly entertaining or anything like that. He needs a good running game, and he needs a good offensive line, and he got that yesterday.
Yep. And then that's exactly what the Browns are going to be able to give him here for these next 10 games. I mean, you know, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt were fantastic. You look at the play balance, 35 pass, 34 runs called, pretty fair there like that. Chubb got over 20 touches, which is something that I was looking for. Kareem Hunt got 15 touches, which, again, something that I was looking for. You mentioned Donovan Peoples-Jones. Can't say enough great things about him. I think they found their second receiver with Amari Cooper. I mean, my goodness, all six catches that Donovan Peoples-Jones made, he had a defender hanging all over him. They were all contested.
And, Daryl, we are now 940 yards away from the 1,000 I predicted for Donovan Peoples-Jones. We are cutting into it.
Most importantly, he is averaging 10 yards per catch. So you do the math of how many more catches he needs to get there.
Thank you very much. Did the second half concern you about trying to run the football?
No. No, I mean, look, you're... For as successful as the running game is, it's not going to be that successful all the time. They still averaged over 5 yards a carry, which is pretty much your goal when you're trying to run the ball. Chubb was at about 6.5, and then Kareem ended up being over 4. And then, of course, Kareem getting you a touchdown on the ground, getting you a touchdown through the air. You got everything you wanted out of that run game yesterday.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, on the hotline. So in the second half, some of the miscommunication and where Baker started to get rolling and take advantage of, what do you think happened there? Is that stuff that is correctable with coaching? Is it just first game out of the box? You saw all sorts of issues with defenses around the NFL yesterday, giving up big plays.
Well, miscommunication was a problem last year as well in the secondary. When you go back and look at a lot of those games they lost, how many times did they have, we'll call it miscommunication instead of blown coverages. I like that. That's the politically correct way to put it, right? Isn't it always funny, though, on those that it's always, the safety was supposed to come over and help out on that. The corner didn't screw up. It was the safety that was supposed to get over there and I don't know the defensive assignments, so I'm not going to sit here and place the blame on anybody specifically. Bottom line, though, miscommunication cost them 14 points. It set up Christian McCaffrey's first touchdown run to get Carolina on the board, and then obviously the 75-yard touchdown from Baker Mayfield that got Carolina back in that football game late in the blink of an eye. So those are things that should not happen, cannot happen, but unfortunately, they do happen. And we've seen that, like I said, last year in that secondary. So hopefully that's something that Joe Woods can kind of get cleaned up here.
Am I being a fan or am I telling the truth? I said Jacoby Brissett had the better game because he maximized what he had, where I do not believe Baker Mayfield maximized his own talent.
Well, I don't think Matt Rhule maximized his talent.
Interesting. I like this. Continue.
I hope Kevin Stefanski, when he shook Rhule's hand after the game, like thanked him, hugged him, is sending him a steak dinner or some roses or bouquets of flowers or whatever. I don't know how you only let your best player touch the football 10 times in the run game, 4 times in the pass game. I don't get it. The Browns should be eternally grateful, but that was some pretty craptastic coaching on the part of Matt Rhule.
I just think Daryl was circumstantial because of those balls getting batted down. They had Baker thrown on first down, and then the muff snaps. I think once that happened, they just couldn't run any plays in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty disastrous. I'll grant you that, but still, you can find ways to get the ball in your top playmaker's hands, and they didn't do it. And it's not like the Panthers were down by 3 scores and the game was completely out of reach. My number one concern as I was watching that game unfold up until obviously the fourth quarter kind of went off the rails there was when McCaffrey scored the touchdown. In my head, I'm like, oh boy, he's about to get going, and this is going to be very, very bad for the Browns. And he never got going. And again, I place that squarely at the feet of Matt Rhule. Horrible, horrible use of your offensive personnel there, Matt. But thanks.
All right, Daryl, because we're doing the show in Cleveland, we're having a very different show about that last drive than they're having in Carolina today.
Right.
The fact that you had a pool reporter out there. Anytime a pool reporter comes into play, there's some controversy. all the NFL people thought that Carolina got jobbed. For once, it wasn't the Cleveland Browns. What did you make of those two plays, the roughing call and the fake spike, non-spike, picked-up flag?
For once, something went the Browns' way.
Yeah! All right!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Yeah!
For once. Full disclosure, objectivity here. Jacoby Brissett was a victim of some friendly fire there on that roughing the passer.
Okay, so who hit Jacoby in the head? What happened there? Because I've watched.
I think it was Wyatt Teller.
Nobody can agree on it. People are all watching the same video in slow motion, and nobody agrees on what happened to his helmet.
To me, it looked like Wyatt Teller got pushed back into Jacoby, and as Teller got pushed back into Jacoby, that's when Brissett reacted that he had gotten hit in the head. But where the official was standing, you can understand why the official thought it was the defender that hit Brissett. Also, make good, because earlier in the game, the Browns got called. Taven Bryan got called for a horrific,
terrible call,
roughing the passer in the end zone. Like, he basically got flagged for playing football. It was ridiculous. The spike, the fake spike, then spike.
So
again,
what do you think, Daryl? Is that a design? Because if you watch the play again, he's staring at Cooper, but Cooper doesn't go anywhere. However, on the bottom of the screen, nobody seemed to notice this because I went back and watched it, and I take notes now because I have a family, and I'm not drinking on West 6 all day. I missed our watch party, apparently. I heard it was a good time. But, Daryl,
you're actually watching the games
now, Lima? I'm watching the games for the first time
in years. You're all grown up. I'm proud of you.
On the bottom of the screen, I mean, Anthony Schwartz runs a route. Yeah. So you see, they all come up. They're all going spike, 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 spike. He fakes it, or whatever you want to call it, and on the bottom of the screen, Schwartz is running a route. Was that a design? Because Matt Rhule, after the game, said specifically the Browns had action on that play, meaning there was deception.
Yeah, and it looked. I agree 100% with you. It looked like that they were trying to run the Dan Marino fake spike and throw it down the field, catch the Panthers sleeping. The problem with that was they might have run out of time doing that. So that's option one. Option two: Jacoby Brissett had some stickum on his hand and couldn't get the football out of his hand.
Daryl, very odd.
Yeah, Daryl, it would have been a 68-yard field goal, which you know you have to start out lower. It's a total different trajectory.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of those get blocked when anybody tries it. And
68 would have been asking a whole heck of a lot.
And the clock is running at 3 seconds because it starts on the whistle after the 10-second runoff. So I think they lose the game if they don't pick up that flag.
Yeah, so again, for once, something went the Browns' way.
Yeah.
Which is a nice turn of events, right? Because obviously we're used to all the flags going against the Browns. But, you know, Cade York is a weapon. That is a major, major treat to have at your disposal. Knowing that, hey, we just got to get to the 40-yard line here.
Absolutely.
And Cade York can put it through the uprights and win. Typically, teams are trying to get 10 more yards down to the 30 to really feel good about their chances to make a field goal. I mean, I don't know if you watched the end of that Steelers-Bengals fiasco in Cincinnati yesterday, but you know, to be able to know that if we can just get it to the 40, we have a shot because our kicker is that good, that is a wonderful luxury to have. And for Cade York to nail that in that situation, after Kevin Stefanski had said earlier, remember, he skipped the 53-yard field goal on the opening drive because he didn't want to put Cade York in that situation. And then ultimately the game comes down to a 58-yarder and he made it with ease.
Daryl, thank you for the sexy time. All the best. Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Yeah.
I am fascinated by this because all these times we are never the beneficiary.
Never.
We always lament the next day how the NFL screwed us. We take calls all day and I would get mad. I'm like, all you guys do is complain there were 1,000 other ways to win a game. And this time it's the opposite. Yet, Ken, can you explain to me the psychology where fans don't want to say, yeah, they might have gifted us one?
Well, coming up next, I don't care if we got a gift. It's pro sports. Accept all gifts. Explain none of them. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Browns win 26-24. Jacoby Brissett. Do we want to talk about Jacoby Brissett getting emotional there in the postgame?
Go ahead.
Are we nicer about Jacoby Brissett's play because he got emotional in the postgame? I know I am.
No, I think you're nicer. 100%,
I'll admit it.
I think you're nicer because he won. I think that
if that
last drive goes another way, I think we are having a very. I mean, we're getting Dobbs calls the entire day. You know that for a fact because we were getting the tweets right
Damn
before
it.
They won the game.
I guess so. Here's Jacoby Brissett postgame getting emotional.
These aren't promised. Whenever you get an opportunity, you know you. Cherish those opportunities. Playing in NFL is a highlight every time, and that's why I think I am so emotional, is because they just don't come that often.
What a nice guy. What a good guy, man. What's Matt? What are you looking at me like that for,
Double A? No, there's no problem.
Oh, okay.
You do get why he is beloved in that locker room. Been hearing reports good about dude. That throughout the preseason.
Good dude.
I don't know if stunned is the right word, but Stefanski after the game, that was the most emotion I had seen out of him. That was more than, I would say after the Pittsburgh win, he wasn't there.
Well, that
but
did.
That was that,
I swear to God.
That was the most emotion I'd seen out of Stefanski in a locker room, and it was like, wow, for an opener against Carolina.
God, I hate you. Oh, God, it sounds so bad. I thought of that yesterday.
You grind it better, Tanner Jacoby.
When Jacoby Brissett got emotional, I remember. Lima got emotional, too. He cried, too.
I didn't hear him.
Lima was crying like a bitch. I remember. I was there.
No, you weren't. You were at home. Lima was in studio
That's
with me.
That's true. That sucked. If we were in studio, would we have gotten emotional when the Browns went
other.
To the playoffs? I don't know if we would have gotten emotional if we would have seen each other.
Oh, it was a big deal. It was a big deal. I have no problem with showing some emotion. Real men should cry. You say you're afraid to cry in front of your kids.
I say cry in front of my
I say nonsense. You should not be afraid to show a vulnerability.
Someday I'll cry extra in front of
Someday
my kids.
Someday I will cry in front of my sons. Now's not the time. Now's not the time.
Well, there will be a moment.
Jim Donovan joins us at 9. You asked me a question right before the break.
Yeah, and I love breaking down the psychology of fans because we like to think that
very
we're
easy.
we like to think we're unique in every city, but the reality is when Browns fans say that we always get screwed by the refs, it's because you remember every moment that you get screwed by the refs. What you don't remember was yesterday. You know how I know that?
Now,
because nobody talked about it for the first 2 hours of this show.
The helmet-to-helmet hit, I thought that was who was the defensive player in there who got the, I thought that was helmet-to-helmet.
Well,
on Jacoby Brissett.
Something definitely hit his helmet. The question is, did he get blocked? Was it Wills? Did he get blocked into his helmet? Some people thought Wills' helmet actually connected with him. I don't see that.
I thought it was helmet to helmet. I thought that the defensive player's helmet hit his helmet.
But was he blocked into him? It looks like he dominated, was it Wills?
Yes.
So much so.
He put Wills on skates.
Like, what should he have done?
But still, any contact head-to-head or arm-to-head or anything like that is going to get called on a quarterback. So just because
even if you're blocked into him and it's not your fault at all, like helmets are going to have, they're going to make contact.
I thought Jedrick Wills was getting pushed back. That's what I thought. I thought he got kind of put on skates.
Right, he did.
Either way, I thought that was helmet to helmet. I could have seen that as helmet to helmet.
What about the spike?
The spike
is... What was Jacoby Brissett doing?
Scary. The spike is very scary.
I mean, he would have lost the game. Had they not have picked up the flag, they're making a 60.
Yeah,
people say York's field goal was good from 100 yards. It's not really how those field goals work. You have to start them so much lower. They all get blocked.
I know.
And the clock would have been running. So the referee would have been there. 10-second runoff, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Snap, snap, snap,
kick.
Let me explain. It rushes everything.
But let me explain it. Nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to admit they got lucky in sports.
Why?
Because it's just, it feels like a personal affront to you. I don't think people like to admit they got lucky in life. We do this all the time. Like, so-and-so works so hard. They work so hard. Oh, my God, the work that they put in. Everybody loves to brag about how much work they do, especially in sports. So-and-so outworks so-and-so. Like I said it a bunch of times, if Ben Roethlisberger, to me, worked as hard as what Tom Brady did, he would have stopped Tom Brady from 2 Super Bowls that Tom Brady won, and he would have won 2 more. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he didn't, but I've always had that thought. It's why, it's a weird thing, I would never really want to, like I'd play the lottery to see if I'd win it, but I think winning the lottery, because you didn't earn the money. So I think at some point there'd be people who are like, well, you just got lucky you won the lottery. People do not want to admit they got lucky. Not in sports, certainly. Not there. And so when you're watching your favorite team, we had to go out and earn it. We did it. And fans on the other side, well, you got lucky. Well, did you get lucky? In some cases, yes. I'm a big proponent of if you get lucky in a sporting event, just say you got lucky.
Yeah, I don't see the problem with saying, yeah, we got 2 calls we never get at the end of the game, but we also had to make the kick.
But
I mean,
then
you started to make
to
the
you
kick.
Like you're admitting that you didn't earn the victory, which you still earned the victory. You had to play a very good, you had to play a good football game of team football to beat Carolina yesterday. It's flat out. No, the quarterback that you had, or either of the quarterbacks that you had, were not going to carry you to victory. So you had to go out and earn it. So it bothers fans to have to admit that, I might have got a little lucky there. Because on that, my heart stopped on that fake spike, whatever it was.
He
took a step back, and then, because I wonder if they got together like, we are not going to end the game on this garbage for
that
the love
been,
of God.
That would have been a game. There's no way.
It would have been a 10-second runoff, so you'd have 3 seconds, but I don't think the clock would have stopped. The clock stop?
Well, the referees conferred, so there's a stoppage there, but the minute, and the refs will tell you, we are putting the ball down, you have to go because that clock is ticking. Yeah. And to rush a 68-yarder, there's almost no chance he's hitting that, even Cade York, even as amazing as he was with that kick. You lose a game.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing a very different show than they're doing in Carolina today, where they're saying the Browns were gifted a win. And I think it feels great. I don't know how anybody has a problem with it.
I'm more than willing to accept a gift. I am perfectly fine with that. Coming up next, Jim Donovan. I am perfectly fine with him joining the show on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.